I got some important news.
Is it about B. Arthur?
We lost our fucking phone number.
I am so cheesed right now.
Yeah.
I'm angrier than a yak in heat.
I'm angrier than your mom in heat.
Oh, what?
Oh, wait. You just said that, didn't you?
Oh, your mom a yak. Oh, indirect insulting to my mom is so hard to fight. Yeah, so don't pick up your phone call 1-718-304-7853 until we tell you to again.
Because, if we still have that number.
Yeah, because you know what? Gizmo?
Bitches.
Gizmo is like...
Gizmo is like diarrhea from the eyes.
Oh, that hurts.
That's what I'm feeling right now. I got diarrhea in the eyes.
Oh, did you ever get that, like, that diarrhea pain? And it's like, it just, you feel like you're just going to come out everywhere.
No.
Your mouth, too. Your eyes.
No, I've never had that before.
So how was your week?
Great. I started school.
Wait a minute. Does anybody want to do anything? You start school?
Does anyone want to do anything? Do you?
Yeah.
Alright. What do you want to do?
Start.
Yeah, I started school. I go to school.
And what school do you go to?
I go to the School of Visual Arts. You know who the founder is? Ray Charles.
Good one.
It's an old joke.
Yeah, we can sit on the ice cream sandwich.
No.
On this show?
On this show. Remember when I was putting out the poster?
You were putting up a poster?
The Shakira poster in my room.
When did you get this Shakira poster?
A while ago. Yeah, we used that joke.
Oh.
I think so. Right. Yeah, I started school. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've also started my new job.
What?
Mm-hmm. I work in Brooklyn now.
What?
I'm a Brooklonian.
You're a Brooklonian?
I'm a Brooklonian.
Have you seen Jamie and Kyle?
Or yeah, they're like...
Colleen and Annie?
Mm-hmm, they're walking around usually, right where they're driving.
That's weird.
I'm like, what's up, Naughty Karate? And they go, hi-ya!
Hi-ya!
And then Jamie sings Naughty Karate.
Love it.
Sometimes when I forget my iPod, I drive to their house first and I put them in the back seat and they just sing songs for me.
That's cool.
Naughty Karate! Naughty Karate!
That's awesome.
And then in other times when I forget my iPod, I just bring along
Colleen and Annie.
Yeah. From Fluff in Brooklyn.
They do a little show for you?
They do a little show. Cool. With truckers.
Cool.
With truckers.
So, what else has been going on with you?
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sure everyone knows by now.
Oh.
The Pope's dead.
Yeah. Again.
Again. They got him again.
Yeah.
No, Steve Irwin is dead.
Wait, who's...
Crotch Hunter.
The Crotch Hunter?
The Crotch Hunter.
You know, alright.
That's probably a porno. That's gotta be.
Let's look it up. We should go on the internet and look that up. Anyway, before we do that, when the Crotch Hunter died, Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Nobody believed me when I told them. And of course... What's the first thing you think of? I told you. I told you on the internet. What's the first thing you thought of?
That he died from, like, a croc attack.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
He's constantly...
Death roll. It went into a death roll. Killed him. So.
It turns out, no.
What happened?
He was killed.
By the Pope?
By the Pope. Right before the Pope died. See, the Pope has a stinger. It's like a bee.
Oh, wow.
And you know what happens?
When he uses it, he dies.
Right, his spinal cord gets ripped out.
Why did he do that? He knew he was going to die. Maybe it was worth it.
He just wasn't thinking. Because everybody knows wrestling Crocs is like the devil's work. It's dark sided. So, probably God or Jesus. He's got the God and Jesus phone. It's a blue phone and a red phone. One hooked up right to God, one hooked up right to Jesus. He probably got a call from one of them. Sources have not confirmed which one yet. It said, listen, Pope. You have important business to do in this world. You have to kill one of two people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Steve Irwin, the Crotch Hunter. And the Pope immediately is like, I'm so furious at that guy because he's dark-sided wrestling Crocs.
Dark-sided.
Yeah. And the other one was,
Macho Man?
The Macho Man.
And the Pope was probably like, no way am I killing Macho Man.
Yeah, because you know how he became the Pope.
Yeah.
Macho Man picked him. How else do you become Pope?
Ultraman comes to your house and goes, "You're up. It's your turn."
Oh, yeah. Father, oh. Son, Holy Spirit.
Did you read in The Onion, I think it was the latest issue, it says something about a kid who, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, he was dying of leukemia, and he wanted Macho Man to come visit him at the hospital, and now he just thinks he's annoying and wants him to get out. They have a picture of Macho Man going like this right over some kid's bed.
Oh man, how shitty must that be if your last wish is like meet somebody famous? They turn out to be an asshole. I'm on my deathbed. I want to meet.
Katie Couric.
Katie Couric. And she comes, and he just complains the whole time about how hospitals are cold, and you know, can we open a window in here or something? All right, let's change the channel on the TV. I don't want to watch this. Oh, you eat that for dinner? Like, oh shit, just kill me. Or her. So, big news, Katie Couric now, right?
What
is she doing?
Is she dead? She died from a stingray?
She was killed by a stingray. See, the big cover-up. Steve Irwin. Killed by the Pope. That video is coming out. The Pope killing Steve Irwin. Who's gonna be there?
That's cool.
Katie Couric? Stingray.
Wow.
She decided
right to the chest, or... To the heart.
Yeah, she decided, hey, I'm gonna do a, this new news thing I'm doing. I'm gonna do it about stingrays. All about stingrays. Constantly.
Wow.
And, yeah, she started to swim with them, and, you know, he stabbed her in the heart.
Wow.
Don't trust stingrays.
But guys. Really, Steve Irwin died from a stingray. That's what I've heard. From the news, Joe.
From the news.
From the news, I heard. And Jeff Corwin, before our number got canceled, he called up.
Oh.
He is ecstatic. He's fucking
You're
epic.
Kidding me.
Yeah. He even played a song.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Hey, guys. This is Jeff Corwin from the Jeff Corwin Experience. I don't wear any underwear. I just wear short shorts. And I'm playing with fucking bears. Better than stingrays. If I even played with stingrays, I wouldn't get stabbed. I'm glad that dude is dead. I fucking hate Steve Irwin. I hope he rots in hell. And, yeah, I'm gonna play him a song. This is just for him. Check this shit out. Dope cheese, you son of a bitch. I'm fucking mean.
Wow.
Whoo!
He's a little evil.
That's the meanest phone call we've ever gotten. Not about us.
Yeah. I love Jeff Corwin, though.
You do? Oh.
Great man.
I'm a little sad Steve Irwin's dead, though.
Great man. Whatever.
He, like, helped so many gators.
No, he didn't. He tortured them, Joe.
Yeah, that's true. He did. Fucking bitchhead. Oh, boy. You're drawing on your desk. Alright, Back to the Future.
What?
Part 1.
Wait, what's Back to the Future?
It's this movie.
Okay.
It was made in the 1950s. Then they used a time machine to release the movie in the 80s.
Whoa, okay.
Okay, so what they did was they brought all the actors from the 80s back to the 50s.
Back to the 80s, back to the 50s.
Made a movie,
mm-hmm.
Released it in the 80s.
Alright.
Okay. Is that dope cheese enough for you?
That is dope.
What's the name of the mall? In the movie?
The Hill Valley Mall? I don't know.
Alright. Rumor has it, and I'm a big fan. You're a big fan, right?
Roosevelt Field?
No, it's not Roosevelt Field. Our local mall. Oh. Where we've done many remote shows. It's actually, Twin Pines.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
in the
yeah.
beginning.
Uh-huh.
Not in the end of the movie.
What?
Not in the end. It's like...
What?
Like Single Pine or something. Because I think he hits one of the pine trees with the DeLorean. We gotta check that shit out.
Oh, he does hit the pine trees because old man, whatever.
Peabody.
Yeah.
As far as I can see. My God.
What did you do? You're mutated. You're mutating.
Yeah.
You already took human form. Take that, you mutated son of a bitch. Is that what he says?
I think that's what he says. That's it. This is better than our Back to the Future show. Our unedited Back to the Future show.
Oh,
nobody even cared about that show. Whenever we do something we think is so genius, nobody cares.
No one cared about our commercials.
I love that commercial that we found and played.
Yes.
The Hot Wheels coming at
you. Are we even going to do another one? It took hours to do the other
one. It did, and everybody's like, what happened? I don't even know what's funny. What? What are you doing?
We're so underappreciated.
We're like the worst when it comes to appreciation.
Oh, well.
They gave out a Lifetime Achievements Award the other night at some award show. Did we get one? No. My life's pretty good.
Your life's great. Way to go on your life.
Thank you. Something else I wanted to say. I don't remember.
What did you want to say?
I don't remember.
So, our phone number is crappy.
So just call my cell phone number.
What?
It's 1-516.
You can do it?
Yeah, call it. You know what? Call my cell phone and we'll play the message. 1-7... No, that's their old number.
Are you serious? Are you doing this?
I'm not that kind of. I'll give you Ben's. No. This is Ben's cell phone number.
I'll give my address out, not my phone number.
Remember our old gag that was your cell phone number?
Yeah. We're so crazy.
We are crazy guys. So loony.
Do we have other segments we want to do?
Yeah, happy birthday, Jamie.
We're going to call her right now.
Happy motherfucking birthday.
How old is she? 24, right?
I think she's 24.
Our friend Jamie, the one that me and Jamie did that show when Joe was gone. The best show that we ever did.
The highest rated show?
Yeah.
Okay, we're calling Jamie. Here it is.
I hope it doesn't give her phone number out. If she,
We'll
edit it out.
We'll edit it out. If not, call that number to call us. Just kidding, don't do that.
I already left her a message this morning.
Well, now I can.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday! So you said?
No.
Weirdo.
I said I was gonna... Okay, good. Didn't say her number.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5.
You gotta wait till after the tone.
When you are finished recording,
hi, Jamie.
Oh. For delivery options, press pound.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
This is, Ben.
No, I'm Ben. You're Joe.
Oh, this is Joe, and we're on our show right now, and we want to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, because it's September 9th.
Yeah, 9-9.
Yeah.
It's Jamie's birthday.
9-9-06. Oh, imagine, it's going to be crazy, 999.
Remember when it was 9999?
Oh, boy.
You know what happened? Jamie had, like, magic powers on that day.
Really?
Yeah, she did. All right, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Have some cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Chocolate cake.
Oh, I like chocolate cake. Cream cheese icing.
Let's leave the longest message ever.
All right.
Let's just leave this on while we do the show.
Okay. You tricked us.
I tricked you guys.
And Jamie.
Look at this guy. Wait, hold on. It's Peter Popoff. Do you guys want to call Peter Popoff?
Oh, again?
No.
For the first time?
I'm just going to give you guys this number, so you can call this number. You'll get free miracle spring water. You heard of, like, Poland Spring, all that other stuff?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bottled water? This is miracle water.
Wait a minute.
This comes from Chernobyl.
Oh, my God.
Gives you mutant powers. Seriously, 1-800-205-7758. Call that number. It's just a robot. You're not going to talk to anyone. They'll ask you to give your name and then your address and whatever. And then in like a few days, I think, it comes pretty close. Are you setting a bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In a few days, you'll get like a package. You get this little plastic thing. Filled with water from Chernobyl.
And this is magic water?
Miracle.
Water. Oh, miracle.
Sorry. Miracle.
And it's from Chernobyl?
Yeah. You know where that big explosion happened.
What if your balls fall off?
Oh, well.
Miracle.
All right. It's a miracle. My balls came off.
Would you want to live without your balls?
Yeah, why not? I don't need them.
You're not going to procreate?
Nope. World already has too many fucked up people. They don't need more.
You're right. They do.
My kids will be fucked up.
Oh, boy.
If I ever have kids, but I'm not.
You're not going to have kids?
Nope.
Not even with Shakira. Alright, what if?
If right. I want, if, like, say the person I live with wants kids, adopt.
Alright. Let's say.
I'm going to adopt crazy people, too.
Like 30-year-old mental yeah. patients?
Yeah.
This is my son, Limroy.
He's older than me.
I adopted him. Let's say Shakira comes to see you.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes, Ben.
Yeah.
I want to have your child.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'll do it.
But for the purposes of procreation.
Sorry.
You're not going to have sex with Shakira.
I'll have sex with her.
Because she wants your baby.
But no baby.
All right. No strings attached. You don't have to take care of the baby or be its dad.
No. If I make a baby, I have to take care of it.
Yeah, Shakira says you don't.
Well, too bad.
So you're never going to have children, even if it's with Shakira.
Even if it's with Shakira. You going to have kids with Shakira?
Maybe she asked me to. Then my kids could dance.
That's true.
Dance.
Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance.
What was your favorite Sesame Street segment ever?
Dance.
That was
the pencil?
Dance.
Dance. Break dances with this eraser?
Yeah.
I like Honker or Dinger.
Yeah?
That's I watched that when we were much older.
Yeah.
That was like...
I don't have a Honker or Dinger.
Stupid kid didn't have a Honker or Dinger. How can he participate? Was she... I always liked the one where...
Dance.
This guy, he couldn't sleep. The little blue guy with the mustache, he was in... He always went to Grover's restaurant, and Grover was the waiter, and Grover always fucked things up.
Yeah.
Like, why did
the
he keep going?
The bald guy, but he had, like, hair on
the sides. Yeah, yeah, he looked like Mr., what was his name? Florio.
Okay.
Mummy form.
Okay.
He couldn't get to sleep. So, But no, he could get to sleep. The Count can't get to sleep.
Oh, is this where he dresses up like a sheep?
Yeah, so the Count calls, like, the sleeping agency,
mm-hmm.
and he comes over. I think it's that guy. Or it's another guy. Whatever. Maybe it has nothing to do with the story.
I think it was Ernie.
No.
You sure?
Pretty sure it was a Count or something. Because Count loves to count.
Yeah, I know that, but I thought it was Ernie who was calling. Or who was counting the sheep.
I don't think so.
Alright, whatever.
We'll look it up.
Whatever.
Anyway, first he's like, hey, why don't you just try counting all these paperclips in this jar? And the Count's like, nope, need to count sheep. So he puts on a sheep outfit, he runs... And he jumps over the bed and crashes on the other side. I must have been like, you know, 3 or 4, because we still lived in Rockville Center.
Mm-hmm. RBC.
I think I laughed so hard I shit my pants.
Oh my god.
That's how hard I laughed.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Alright, this is more of a segue show. Segue you to next week's show. Which is going to be great.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we're going to have a phone number back.
Hopefully.
There's going to be a lot more celebrity calls.
Yeah.
You never know, Steve Irwin might be back from the
We do have a contest.
That's right, we're starting a new contest this week.
It's called, What's Joe's Grandma Doing?
No, that's not the contest.
Yeah, come on, that's amazing.
Fine. What's my grandma doing?
How about, what's she saying? And you could, what we'll do is, we'll have on the blog spot.
That's not even my grandma.
A picture of Joe's grandma. It's totally your grandma. And we'll have like a little cartoon bubble.
And you gotta fill it in.
You have to tell us what she's saying.
The best one.
Or how about just, you know, because I don't want to do that, all that shit with the bubble.
Yeah, it's not work. It's right underneath.
Yeah, in the comment section, just tell us what she's saying.
Scan it, send it to me. I have that comic program.
Well, no, dude, I could totally draw a bubble. I just don't want to do it.
Alright, don't do that.
It's a lot easier if they just do it in the comic. The comment section. So
okay. That way. So make a comment. If it's good, we're sending you a prize.
Yeah.
It's going to be either a picture of one of us.
It's going to be something cool. I have Heather and Bencho buttons I'm going to give people.
You have buttons?
Yeah. You and these are high quality buttons. If you went to a comics convention and you saw us there, you'd have to pay like $1.
What?
You're getting this for free.
You would get ripped off.
Yeah.
Why don't you just kick them in the balls while you're at it?
We're not exactly sure. It might be 50 cents.
I'll buy all
listen,
of them.
Listen, you'll get a pin, even if your comment is bad. You just have to participate in this. Okay, maybe not.
You'll get a kiss from Shakira.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
I will send Shakira to your house to kiss you.
No, you can get the button.
And if you're a girl, I will make sure Shakira is at your house kissing you.
And I'll have a video camera.
You have to be 18 years or older.
Okay, listen. This is the prize.
iPod Shuffle.
No, this is the prize. You get a Heather and Ben Show button. Free.
Normally you have to pay $1.
Yes. But I think it's the top three.
The top three. You want to be one of the top three. Yeah. Guess what? Let's say you look on the blog spot on Friday night, and you see nobody's up there, throw something on there. You're winning.
You're totally winning.
You're totally winning, because if there's nobody on there, you win.
Yeah.
I'm keeping all the buttons if nobody does.
No, you're not.
I'm keeping all the buttons if nobody's on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue ranting for a little bit.
Yeah?
I am just sick of Cheerios.
Really?
Yeah, I eat them every day.
I hate Cheerios.
I hate you.
Right.
All right. Anyway, like I said, next week's show is going to be the best show we've done in...
ever.
3 years. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. Show's been on. All right. Happy birthday, Jamie.
Happy birthday, Jamie. Happy birthday and a day to Heather from the Heather and Ben Show.
Wait a minute. There's a Heather and Ben Show?
Yeah. I believe the 12th of this month is Heather Linux School Heather's birthday.
Wait a minute. There's a Linux School now?
Yeah.
All right. And happy birthday to the new Pope. He was born.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
It's my birthday.
And happy death to Steve Irwin.
Oh, boy.
Crikey.
He's dead.
He's dead. That's what he said.
Alright, dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Oh, wait, email us.
Gmail us.
Gmail us. iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
And call Ben's cell phone number. It's 1-516.